Chris, you're next. Off you go.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, Al. Can I just say hello to my parents over there in England, the great Bookham, and let them know everything's okay. And thank you, Cass, that's nice. And also to all my friends in Holland, and also let's let Steve and Jenna know that things are okay out here. Things are a little rough, and like Kurt said, we're not going to be eating baked beans for a couple of days, hopefully.
Yeah,
just add eggs.
We were going to have a party tonight, but we just realised we haven't got anything to drink. I'd like to point out at this point that Chris is, well, he's the youngest amongst the crew, and I think as he is, he deserves a special applause, because last night was an awful lot to take, and I think Chris came through it very well. Dave?
I think a round of applause is necessary.
Thank you very much.
Dave, your turn next.
Yes, well, it was rather exciting last night, apart from getting a wet body. really, we've suffered no effects at all. We've got the kitchen now in the bathroom, and we've got the dining room and the television room. But it's okay, you know, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Good. I think that's everybody then. And from me to my parents in Morden, and also to my brother and all my relations in England, and to my friends everywhere, I'm quite safe. A couple of bangs and scratches here and there, but I'm still no worse for the wear. I think everybody's just a little bit shook up tonight. We're getting over it. Everybody's very, very tired. I think we're all going to sleep rather well tonight. Except for me, because I'm going to stand out on the deck and watch for the next one that comes. I'd like to say to whoever did it, you must have one hell of a conscience tonight. It was a bit disastrous last night, but we had... it was rather exciting as well, but it's not the sort of thing we want every day. Everybody came through it nicely. The ship is in reasonably good repair. The after end's a mess. It's a write-off, except for the engine room, which I think is rather funny, because the diesel generators kept going all the way through the fire. It's incredible. Anyway, we're all in one piece. We're floating nicely. The ship's not going to sink. We're still here. We're still going to broadcast to you. I hope you found it as exciting as we did. I would like to say thank you, which I did earlier, to all the ships that came to our rescue, to the Follands, the Helderland, the Smitbank, and all the others. Names have been reeled off several times already. You all know who you are. Thank you all very much. And thank you also to the press people who have given us good coverage. I think we couldn't have asked or paid for better publicity, but it's not really the sort of publicity we wanted. But thank you very much anyway. You've done a nice job, and particularly to the BBC. Very unprofessional of me to say that, but the BBC did a very, very fine coverage of us this afternoon. Very fair coverage as well. Thank you, everybody. It's been an exciting time. That's really all I've got to say about it. I think I'll fall asleep in a minute and play a record. Also, while I'm about it, a quick message for the office in Hilversum. We've got a few things missing now. We need a new Teleton radio recorder machine for news backup. We need 10 cassettes. 10 cassettes. What else do we need? A new typewriter, a repeated request for a new typewriter. Also, we need a stack of new paper, which all went up in flames last night. A memo, rather disturbing memo, that came out to me last week. Also a copy for Stevie. I don't quite know what to say about it. This came out from the Hilversum office. All I can say is you'll find it on your desk tomorrow afternoon. Memo ignored and attached to an article printed in the Algemeen Dagblad yesterday. It's 21 minutes to 7. Here's Matt Monro. For everyone on shore, from all of us here, we're going to change the world. It's a very unusual predicament for a radio station. Matt Monro, and I hope that says it all, we're going to change your world. Well, we're going to try anyway. What was I going to say? I've forgotten. I've got a bit of a lump in my throat. I must admit, last night was very, very sad to see the Meebo in flames. You know, I stood on the deck of the tug, and I was practically in tears. Very sad sight. I'd like to say to our directors, Herr Bollier and Herr Meister, particularly, that as far as all the broadcasting staff are concerned, we feel, well, it's difficult to say, we feel proud to work for Radio North Sea. That's Stevie Merrick's hit pick this week, Arrival and Let My Life Be Your Love Song. We're just about going to wrap this up now and get on with the program as though nothing had happened, as as all professional broadcasters are supposed to do. Well, I must admit, our situation is somewhat different from that of an ordinary radio station. It's 13 minutes to 7, and I forgot something in the messages to the Hilversum office. So if anybody's listening, you might like to take note of this. I'd appreciate it very much indeed. I know it's a bit of a drag, and for this I apologise. But I'd like to have the DJ changeover tomorrow. Everybody's a little bit shaken up. In fact, that's all too much for people to take in one night. And I'd like the DJs to be changed over tomorrow. All of us, all three of us, and Hans as well. Tomorrow morning, perhaps you can all come back on, and we'll come back next Monday or Tuesday or whatever. If you can do that tomorrow, I appreciate it very much. DJ changeover tomorrow then, if possible. Everybody's very, very tired, and everybody needs a bad rest. We're physically exhausted, mentally exhausted, and as I said, it's too much to take in one night. Just to wrap all this up now and get on with the program, as I said, as though nothing had happened, the a rather personal note here, the last thing I did before, when we realised it was too dangerous to stay on the ship anymore and we had to evacuate it, the last thing I did was come down to the studio and grab hold of half a dozen photographs, all of one young lady who lives in Den Haag. Patty, if you're listening. The next record, especially for you, is a very unusual way for someone to show their feelings for somebody else, but maybe you remember this.
I light the fire.